Now, a story of redemption. Benjamin Shirley played bass in clubs and arenas with bands in the Los Angeles area, living a rock and roll life. But 4 bottles of vodka and $360 worth of heroin each and every day brought him down hard on Skid Row. He landed at the Midnight Mission, where they helped him beat his addiction and rediscover his love of music. Now at the age of 53, he's an undergrad in the San Francisco Conservatory of Music's program of technology and applied composition. Earlier this month, he debuted an original composition. Ben Shirley joins us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a sound. Who's playing?
Well, we have members of the Los Angeles Phil and Los Angeles Master Chorale, along with UVP, which is Urban Voices Project, comprised of Skid Row residents.
And the composition, I'm told, is called We Need Darkness to See the Stars.
Yes, sir.
You kind of know the real meaning of those words, don't you?
Yeah, I needed to go completely black in order to pull out and see the beauty in life, period. You know, I just was not a positive guy.
What happened? Can you tell us?
15 years old, I was playing the bars, and I just drank my whole life because that's what we did. And I continued drinking, and drug use came in, and it was just got to a point to where I was unhirable. And at the end, I burned everything to the ground. I was hoping to die, you know.
Well, and what happened? How did you change?
After multiple treatment centers and psych wards and waking up in jail or waking up tied down in a psych ward, I had to give this thing, recovery, a shot. And I'm sitting here talking to you today because I have a lot of really good people in my life that are helping me and guiding me. And, you know, with that turnaround, I have a network of just super people.
How long did it take?
To get sober when I went to the mission?
Yeah.
Well, I came in 23rd or 22nd of March 2011. I was hallucinating 6 months after the fact. When I started school, Los Angeles City's College, I was still talking to the people that were next to me. But the only saving grace was I knew they weren't there.
So it's been 5 or 6 years?
Yes, 6 years, June 2nd.
Let me ask about school. There you are, a middle-aged man with... How do I put it this way? A picturesque life story. Sitting among, I guess, a bunch of undergrads, right?
Oh, yeah. At the Midnight Mission, at 6 months, you were, the opportunity was you start working or you go to school. And for some reason, I said school. And what recovery taught me was to sit in the front and raise your hand and show up every single day and work your buns off. And I did that, and I started getting good grades, which I never got in school. I always thought I was too dumb, and it just escalated.
I'm just going to guess, did any 18-year-old ever say, gee, Ben, what's your story?
Oh, I was an open book, and there's many times that I was approached in, you know, coming out of the bathroom or in a quiet spot in the halls to where a kid would come up to me and just like, man, I'm having troubles. Okay, I get it, believe me. And they knew, you know, they knew my story. I'm not a savior or anything. I just listened to them and shared my experience, strength, and hope.
So L.A. City College, then you went on to the San Francisco Conservatory.
Yes.
What did music do for you?
I got to see the kids in L.A. City College be so excited. And I got this feeling of I was 14 years old again in my bedroom and playing bass. I was like, oh my God, I got the, and I was, you know, classical music was just beaten into my head and finally explained in a way to where, oh my God, I get it, and it just was brand new again.
Let's listen to another section from We Need Darkness to See the Stars. What was it like to hear your music from those voices, each of whom it sounds like had a story to tell, and were telling yours?
We came up with the text together. That's Urban Voices Project starting that out. And I know from Urban Voices, we lived almost a similar life. it was thrilling for me to listen to them and watch them smile, and it seemed to me they were really enjoying themselves. It's great to see the power of music. It connects people to their core, I believe, you know, and then we get to share that common bond of the international language, universal language of music, rhythm.
This is a tough time of year for a lot of people you probably know and have met, but for a lot of people who might even be listening at home who are struggling with some of the problems you know. Mm-hmm. Anything you can tell them?
Man, you know, it's, I guess the best that I have is, you know, I've been there, and I couldn't hear it when the old timers would come up to me. It's like, I know exactly what you're going through. Life gets better. And how can I believe that? It's like, you don't know me, I'm different. Well, we're not different. If you let it, life will absolutely explode for you in ways that you can never imagine. Chances are that you're already on a path to something brand new and that the other door's opened. And, you know, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing today. I just show up and things happen and I'm astounded every day.
Musician, composer, student, I'll say, Ben Shirley, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.